What's with these damn ducks? What? You know, I need to get my ducks in a row. All lined up, something for the portfolio, so I can help the business grow. Oh, I see. Well, here, let me show you a finance channel that'll know the answers to your questions and everything you need to level up, you know, to get these damn ducks in a row.
Watching Monique and her husband, and I need somebody to talk to. So I'm gonna talk to y'all. I just gotta get some of this off my chest. Okay. So Monique got on the Shay Room or whatever his thing is called. And she's still talking about stuff that happened 5 years ago. She wants an apology from Tyler Perry. She wants an apology from Oprah. Monique is not getting an apology from Tyler Perry or Oprah. I don't know why she's pursuing that and why she's been pursuing that for 5 years, but that's not what I want to talk about. Here's what I want to talk about. When I look at Monique and her husband, their dynamic seems very familiar to me, but foreign at the same time. So when I see Monique and her husband, I'm like, what is this? And then today it dawned on me while I'm watching videos of them crying. This is a pimp and a hoe. And this reminds me of Wendy Williams and her husband, a pimp and a hoe. I think that pimps no longer are being called pimps. They're, a lot of them are being called husbands. Monique had issues with her mother. Monique has issues with her father. Monique's brother molested her. Monique's sister called her fat and ugly, told her she's never going to get married. I don't know if Monique knows what a healthy relationship is. I don't think she would recognize herself being in a bad situation. Monique is in a bad situation. It reminds me of Wendy Williams and her husband. Only Wendy Williams need a pimp. She did a lot better when she was with her pimp. Now that she's left her pimp, she don't know how to herself. She don't know how to move and shake by herself. Monique don't need a pimp. I think Monique need to leave this man. I worked in human services for a long time. I worked with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, okay? And we had this client specifically that used to move into different people's houses because people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, we used to place them in host homes because they weren't able to take care of themselves by themselves. So they would live like with people that would help them, take their medicine, take them everywhere, things like that. I've had several people, clients, that would move into a home and immediately start calling the woman in the home mother. And start calling the man, if there's a man in the house, father, dad. Oh, he's like my dad. He'd be there one day. This is my mom. If there's any kids in the house, he would call those kids, kids. Those are my brothers and sisters. So the host family would be like, oh, you know, he sees me as a mother. We have such a great dynamic. We have such a great relationship. And I used to have to sit these people down and literally have meetings saying what he thinks a mother is and what you think a mother is two different things. He's calling you mother because you're a woman in the house. So the weight that term carries with you does not carry the same amount of weight with him. So don't flatter yourself when he calls you mother. Don't flatter yourself when he calls you dad. Because he doesn't know what those terms mean. That means something else to you. This young man who has intellectual a really bad disability, he was abandoned by his mother, foster home, never had a stable life, all sorts of stuff. So, and I would think that it was narcissism when people would be like, I'm changing his life. He loves me. He calls me mother. And I used to be like, no. No, don't get attached to him like that. And then one day he would wake up and say, I don't want to live with these people anymore. And that person would be devastated. And I would think it was so funny. I would think it was hilarious. Like, I told you, mother to him does not mean what mother means to me or what mother means to you. Mother is just an older lady that lives in the house with him. Not a person that raised him. So this is why it's so easy for him to call people mother. I think the same thing is wrong with Monique. Hello, my babies. Calling her husband daddy. Anybody who was raised with a father in the home, like a good father in the home, cannot call another man daddy. I have never called a man daddy. I call my daddy daddy. I call my father daddy. And I always get men saying, like, you're not gonna call me. No, are you gonna pay college tuition? Like, what are you talking about? How would I call you daddy? What are you talking about? I can't call another man my brother, because I have a brother and I love him. That term is reserved for my brother. I have half brothers. I throw in that half. I can't call them brothers. My brother was raised in the same house with me. That's my brother. Me and him have the same mother, the same father. I know him. He knows me. We grew up together. He is a part of some of my most important childhood memories. That is my brother. I don't care. Half brothers are my brothers too. He's a half brother. I don't know this. Half brothers get the title of half brother. I don't know you. I wasn't raised in the house with you. I saw you 10 times in my life. I saw this dude, my real brother, 365 days. I can't call you brother. I can't call a homeboy brother. He's like a brother to me. How? How? And y'all say these terms are so important. How you were raised is so important. Monique does not know how. She doesn't know what regular relationships are supposed to be like. This is not a husband and wife relationship that Monique has with her husband. It's a pimp and a you go out to get the money and I sit here and I manage you. Sydney's not qualified to do this. Her husband's not qualified to manage her. This is 100% an issue of how you were raised, Maya. This is how you were raised. It's what you were exposed to. This is why Monique calls everybody, oh, my sister. If I ever met Monique, you cannot call me sister. Mm-mm. Because I know what your point of reference for a sister is. A sister to you is someone who's belittling you. You don't even talk to your sister now. You don't know where your sister's at. Monique is estranged from her whole family, including some of her kids. She doesn't talk to her older sons. So for her to call us all baby, hello, my baby. Hello, my brother. And I reached out to my sister. Girl, these terms don't mean the same to you as they mean to me. And this is why you could call this man daddy. And this is why you're on the Beyonce's good internet talking about he helped raise you. Your husband helped raise you? Tell me that this isn't giving off pimping vibes. Tell me this is not giving off pimping vibes. I don't know a man that would let his woman harp on something someone did 5 years ago. Tyler Perry and Oprah did you dirty 5 years ago. But I tune on to the Shay Shay Room and you talking about it today? Today? I know homeboys would have been like, Cam, let that go. Cammy, move on. But the fact that he's on these social media platforms sitting right next to you, sitting so close to you, you can't negotiate nothing without this man. He's your manager now. This is a pimp relationship. I don't believe that Monique knows what a healthy relationship is. And she's not in a healthy relationship. Literally sleeping with the enemy. Literally. And this is why it's so important how you are raised, who you are exposed to, what you think is right and wrong. Okay, let me tell you this story real quick. This is random. I had a little boyfriend, right? Once upon a time, I had a little boyfriend. And I had to break up with him because I can't be the side chick to your mama. You are dating your mother. Valentine's Day rolled up, okay? I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not real subtle. I'm not good at giving hints. I'm like, hey, you know, what are we doing? He's like, well, we could do whatever you want to do, but we'll have to do it during the day. Why? Right? You cheating on me? He was like, no, it's kind of like me and my mom. I take my mom out at night on Valentine's Day. We've been doing this forever. This is what we do. I take my mom out at night out to a nice dinner on Valentine's Day. Your mama is not your Valentine. And just because your mama don't have a man doesn't mean that you need to be your mama's stand-in. But a lot of women are raising young men to be their pseudo-husbands, their pseudo-stand-ins. I remember my friend had a baby at like 19. He turned about 3 or 4 years old. Well, you know, he's the man of the house. This baby? He's a baby. He's not the man of the house. You don't have a man of the house. He's a baby. He's not the man of the house. 6, 7 years old, he's the man of the house. He's not the man of the house. He's a child. I saw on the news in Aurora. And if this is your people's, I'm sorry, but it applies. I don't want to offend anybody, but a little boy shot and killed his stepdad or his mom's live-in boyfriend. On the news in Aurora. You've been telling that little boy that he's the man of the house. And when another man came to the house, he was like, oh, no, no, no. And now this little boy is in children's jail and this man is dead because everybody didn't know their roles. Back to Monique. I know a pimp when I see one. I know a when I see one. Monique might think like he's the best thing that happened, but again, this is Monique's third marriage. So she's already not good at picking out husbands. Monique was raised in a bad situation. So how do you know what a normal relationship is? You've never seen one. She ain't gonna listen to me. Monique ain't gonna listen to me. Monique ain't gonna listen to you. Monique is still gonna go on every platform she could get on and talk about how Tyler Perry did her wrong, how Oprah did her wrong. LeVar said the issue with Monique is the fact that she was sexually abused by her own brother. Yeah. Yeah, It's not a stretch to, yeah, LeVar said it's not a stretch to believe that this experience messed her up. Yes! Protect your daughters! There should have been a man in the house. There should have been somebody watching out for her. You gotta watch your kids. What was the little boy, what was the brother exposed to? Okay? What was the brother exposed to where he thought it was okay to molest his sister? My brother ain't never, never. I used to go spend the night. I used to sleep in my brother's bed. He's 4 years older than me. I was his little sister. He's not gonna do nothing to me. What's going on with these kids where they're... Why did her brother think that was okay? None of this is okay. Monique is so lost in the sauce. Hi, my babies. Mm-mm. Your babies don't talk to you in real life. I don't want to be in that category. Hi, hey, my brothers. I reached out to my brother. Mm-mm. Brothers molested you. Mm-mm. Don't call him your brother. I'm at work. I gotta get out of here. I just wanted to just get that off my chest. This is a pimple situation. Remember that boy came for me? Jay? Remember Jay came for me? And he was filming a response to me by a pool in Atlanta at his house while his wife was at work. Pimpin'. These be pimp and situations. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I'm not gonna hold y'all. I just had to let that off my chest. I'm gonna talk to y'all later. Marry these women, you get pregnant.
No, Camila. Why the hell would I marry a woman that I got pregnant?
Because them babies need a daddy. Those babies need a daddy in the house. You can have a baby, but you can't marry this woman? Oh, okay. You know how many marriage proposals I've had in my life? One. You know how many offers I've had to be a man's baby mama? I'm gonna try not to exaggerate. 6, 7? 8 maybe? A man will make you a baby mama before he makes you a wife. But these kids being raised by women, and these women pretending these little boys is their boyfriends, and I buy my mama something for Valentine's Day. Tyrone said, what's the divorce rate? So let me tell you this. The divorce rate amongst people who waited to have children before they got married, people who are college educated, people who got married after 25 is at 80%. People who came from two-parent households, that raises the divorce, that lowers the risk of divorce. So if you just meet somebody, okay, let me tell y'all this, Tyrone, okay? This ain't none of y'all business, but I'm gonna tell you. I'm on a dating app, right? The surface conversation is ridiculous. I'm asking dudes, how many kids do you have? How many mothers? Who do you live with? Do you rent? Do you own? And so many dudes drop off because they want me to ask them their favorite color. They want me to ask them, what do you like to eat? What's your favorite food? Things that simply do not matter. Things that simply do not matter. How are your finances? What's going on? Like, what's going on there? Where do you work? How long have you been at your job? But people don't want to talk about that. What do you do in your spare time? Why do you have spare time? Come on, Angle. Come on, cuteness. Okay, no more videos head on. They all gotta be like this. Okay. Come on now. Anyway, let me let y'all go. Monique is in a pimp. situation, like a lot of married women are, like Wendy Williams was. If you worked at McDonald's, he wouldn't be going to McDonald's and try to manage you at McDonald's, right? Okay. You where the money's at. Let me let y'all go. I'm gonna leave y'all with a little. Damn. The double chin was showing that time? Hold on. What? I lost the angle. I'm gonna holler at y'all. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Have a good day.